Mansfield sort of grew up with Altman and Taylor. The manufacture of farm machinery was organized here in 1866, right after the Civil War. And a dozen years later, it was one of the world's largest makers of steam engines and threshers. It continued to figure prominently in the city's growth for nearly 60 years. At one time, it was the largest employer in Mansfield. The two founding the firm were Cornelius Altman of Canton and Henry Taylor of Chicago, who each worked for the same company and saw a potential for the production of a thresher which shook the grain from the straw after metal teeth had chewed the sheaves to bits. It meant collecting much more grain in the harvest. Altman and Taylor selected Mansfield because of its location in the rich Midwest farm belt, with an ample supply of fine hardwood needed to manufacture, plus three railroads serving the city. Within 3 years, the firm was making 400 threshers a year and could not keep up with the orders. A huge warehouse was built, big enough to be a tourist attraction in the area. At the ends pictured its trademark starving rooster, implying that chickens following the thresher were finding too little grain left over because of the efficiency of the thresher. The prestige of the company and the popularity of the product kept growing until the next century, with as many as 450 employees. But by the early 1920s, changes in farm equipment manufacturing and competition from larger firms starved the Altman and Taylor Company, just like the rooster logo.